Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lori Davis, and you're listening to The Lori Davis Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank goodness it's Friday. It's been a busy week and a busy weekend coming up and a busy next week, so I know you don't want to hear about that. I don't even like the word busy. I like the word engaged, so it's been an engaging week. My guest today, Joan Wakeland, I'm hoping that she arrives. If not, we'll have a little chat and rebook. I just wanted to re-interview Joan. We talked about 3 weeks ago, and during her interview, there were some distractions, dog barking, my dog, and so I just didn't feel that she was given the proper interview. So we rebooked and for today, so I'm hoping that she makes it here on time, different time zone, and I hope I got that correct. Anyway, in the meantime, let's just talk a little bit about freedom. Joan wrote a book called Run for Freedom, and it's her life story. She basically escaped from Jamaica with her son and came to America and built a life here for herself and for her grandchildren now. And so I'm getting to know Joan a lot better because we have a couple of other circles that we're together in. And I'm just really excited that we can get to talk to her again. Now I've just left a message and hopefully she's remembering that today's the day. And anyway, if not, well, the way that I roll is we just go with what happens and we just keep on trucking. I had a few technology glitches last week on the both ends of the stick here. And so not a problem for me. I just take it as it comes and deal with it as it comes. So freedom. Wow. A lot of us are feeling the pinch right now of not feeling very free, right? Not being able to go out, not being able to visit family, not being able to have company. And it's almost like everything that we always enjoyed prior to COVID, how much are we thinking that we took that for granted because we've been so privileged to live in free countries? And I don't recall a day in my life that we ever had these kinds of restrictions, except when I was a teenager and my mother insisted that I needed to be back home from the school dance at a certain time. And we don't like that, do we, when our freedoms are infringed? There's something about it that doesn't sit well with us. And many people have gone through and jumped through huge circles for their freedom. And it comes at a very high level cost. So what's the opposite of freedom? Well, being captivated, incarcerated, and feeling like I'm in prison. And you don't have to be in jail to be in prison, by the way. We can be a prisoner to our marriage. We can be a prisoner to our body. We can be a prisoner with our jobs. And so that whole side of us that doesn't like the authority or being restricted is really being challenged right now. And the mental health issues are on the rise because of it. Family violence is up. Suicide is up. Addictions, they're up. And as the more we feel restricted or infringed, we have to find ways to try and deal with it and cope with it. So Joan has a very powerful story to share. And as I said, if somehow we have got our wires crossed, I shall rebook her. But in the meantime, I can always talk. And if you've been a listener to the show, you know that to be true. So I could talk for hours, really, on my own. I will do that to you today, I promise. So, yes. I feel like I've been free for many, many years because I gave up my career. In 1984, I retired from my teaching position of 15 years, and that was a grind in that, you know, you had to get up in the morning and go to work and come home, get up the next day, do the same thing. But when I decided to break out on my own, it was a wonderful feeling, and I have never looked back. So I've been independently self-employed for 36 years, and I do feel very privileged in that I've had that kind of freedom over the years to do the work that I want to do, to work when I want to work. Has it come at a cost? Absolutely, a big cost. So how free are you feeling right now? Or are you trapped? Are you in a big trap? Maybe you're in a relationship that isn't working out. Maybe you're living in a place that you don't really want to be living. Maybe you're, like I said earlier, in a career that you just don't like. But we have bills to pay and we need to do what we need to do. So it's always amazing to me that people think that if you're in jail, then you're not free. Well, that's true. In your mind, I've had that experience. So in your mind, you are free. And there's a story, a war story about which I love to share. Two men were taken prisoner of war. And they were put in these little huts. And one man was young. And the other man was, well, in his 40s, what we would call close to middle age. And they were both captured and locked up in these little cells. And the young man, 3 days later, took his belt and hung himself in his cell. He couldn't handle it. He couldn't cope. And the more mature prisoner of war, he lay in his little cot every day and he played a perfect game of golf. He envisioned what he was wearing, who he was going to have a drink with at the clubhouse, which golf club set he was going to take, all the details, even right down to the color of his shirts and socks, underwear probably. And he did that for 5 years. He had that visual. He played a game of golf every day. And he closed his eyes and envisioned that perfect game of golf. Finally, 5 years later, they were released. He was released. He went back home. And what do you think happened? He played a perfect game of golf. 18 holes. Not a hitch. So freedom is really in our mind. And we can have circumstances all around us. I'm recently working on getting an interview with the defense team right now who are working to get Leonard Peltier out of jail. And if you don't know who he is, he was from Pine Ridge. And the day that he was arrested, two FBI agents came on the reserve. There was gunfire, and Leonard took the fall, and he has been incarcerated for 45 years. And he's incarcerated, and he's writing, and he's painting, and they're looking now for clemency to get him out. And I knew about Leonard probably 25 years ago now, because friends of mine wrote a song about him, setting him free. And imagine the things that have changed in 45 years. But as he once said, I am the voice for everyone out there. I am the voice for those who are hurting. I am the voice for those who can't break their addictions. I am the voice for the abused and the downtrodden. That's a powerful mind this man has. I would be honored to meet him. So we're working hard for his freedom so that he doesn't have to spend his last days in jail. So freedom. When was the last time you felt really free? Well, I felt really free when my husband Ron and I got on our Honda Goldwing motorcycle in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, East Coast. And 6,000 miles later, because we went down through the Dakotas and the Badlands and across the United States and then back up. And we had put 6,000 miles on our bike, not kilometers, miles. And at that time, there were no cell phones. So we were I felt completely just free of any kind of commitment, having to talk to anybody, as much as I love people and I love to talk to people. And it was just amazing to me how freeing that felt. So whenever I'm feeling a bit depressed, or I don't get depressed but very much, but you know, we are all capable of that. But if I get feeling down, or I get feeling really stranded or stuck, I lay down and I visualize, just like that prisoner of war, I visualize that feeling of freedom. On more than one occasion, by the way, but that was the big one. And how beautiful that experience was, and the feeling that comes with that. So I just take myself back there when I'm feeling stuck, or I'm feeling like I can't move, or I can't breathe. And so feeling free is a wonderful feeling. It's pretty hard to feel right now with all of what's going on in the world, this pandemic. I read a post this morning where the human trafficking business, it's bigger than drugs and guns now. It's a $150 billion a year business. $150 billion a year. And those of you who have kids between the ages of 11 and 14, you keep a very close eye, because that's the age that they prefer to recruit and nab and grab. And I will tell you what happens, whether it's a young man or a young woman, the freedom is completely erased. Where they are, who they're with, and they become sex slaves. So we don't want any of that happening. That's got to go. And that industry is now bigger than the drug business and the gun business, because it's easier to smuggle individuals. How sick is that? We need to do a show about that. I'd like to get Ashton Kutcher involved, the actor, because he has an organization that is totally dedicated to supporting people who've been captured in the human trafficking business. All right. Well, I see Joan hasn't arrived. There has probably been a little bit of a conflict in our time frames. She is in a different time zone. So I will be rebooking her. And thank you for listening. I'm Lori Davis. You've been listening to The Lori Davis Show here for a little brief monologue on freedom, because Joan wrote a book called Run for Freedom. It's available on Amazon. Get yourself a copy. Little nuggets from life's lessons. It's amazing. And we'll talk to Joan very soon. Bye for now.